coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Ryan Scott, news director of NBC 26, is joining us. And this was not planned, but we always say we only talk national politics if it's the biggest story going. And Jim, you've got some breaking news.
Well, I don't know, Ryan.
Actually, Todd, you've got some breaking news.
This is great.
I'm saying is I'm not going to be the one to do it because all three of you, this is your wheelhouse better than mine.
Okay, it's a governor. Well, we knew that. The governor's running the short list. All right, Ryan, I'll give it to you. You're the 26th guy.
Yeah, so CNN is reporting, so I'm going to give credit where credit is due. CNN is reporting that Tim Walz.
We never do that on this show. That's nice.
Yeah, we never give anybody credit. Okay. We always act like we come up with stuff.
Look, we have something to announce. Go ahead.
Chris, a lot of stuff we make up.
You have to attribute. That's the number one rule of our business is where did you get the information from? So reporting that Tim Walz has been selected by Kamala Harris as her running mate, which I think was a bit of the dark horse candidate. I think a lot of people were looking at Shapiro, looking at Kelly, and she chose the Minnesota governor.
By far the least known. By far. This guy was teaching high school not that long ago and has some military experience, but he just is, he's the guy that said, he's just a normal Midwest guy. That's going to be interesting because she is a little bit, you know, California and, you know, prosecutor. And
he looks like a junior high principal in some small area of Minnesota.
He does. He was a high school social studies teacher. He was in the U.S. Army. He was a congressman, governor starting in about 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago. This one's a little bit of a surprise.
I saw him interviewed and they said, what do you think about this? He goes, I can't believe that I'm standing here talking to you as a potential candidate for vice president of the United States, you know, and here he is. He seems pretty humble to me. Never met him. Don't know much about him, but, I enjoy politics. So I'm going to kind of lean in on this one a little bit, but yeah. That's good. We got somebody from the Midwest.
It is. I mean, he's a Vikings fan, likely. We don't know that for sure. So, you know, there's one notch against him.
But he just does have that look of back. And the funny part is he's like 6 years younger than me, but he, one of those guys that you look at, say, oh, he's old.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has that older look to him. And I don't follow politics nearly as much as you guys do or whatever. But I'm just going to throw this one out there. And if I could ask the question, is this the positives and the minuses that you see as him being her running mate?
I think I would just say that, again, never met him, don't know a lot about him, but I don't think he's going to get into that Trump-type argument stuff. He just seems like he's a teacher, for God's sake. Like, he's a high school teacher, and I just think he's going to settle the race down a little bit, and I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know what his policies are. I just know that Minneapolis is a great, great place to live. And of course, that's part of his state. And I don't know enough about him. But in terms of the electoral votes, he would have gone with Pennsylvania for that one. And in terms of border security, I am doing something. The astronaut would have been better because he's from Arizona.
Right.
So what he brings to the party, I don't know.
Right. I think he's a Midwesterner. He balances the ticket. And that's a lot of times what a presidential ticket is looking to do is balance the ticket. Right. And so you have that with Tim Walz. You probably would have had that with any of the three top contenders, either Shapiro or Kelly as well. So it is. It'll be interesting. I think there's a lot of who is this guy? I think Mark Kelly was a little a better known entity. Josh Shapiro, a better known entity. There's going to be a lot of people Googling Tim Walz today going, who is this guy and what is he and what does he stand for and what is his background? And we're going to learn a lot. And obviously he's going to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. He'll be in Eau Claire at a rally. And we'll all get to know him a little better.
Okay. Now you're one of the few guys that follows sports intently all your life and politics intently all your life. And you brought up a little historical note here about the swing state candidates that both Jim and I were like, wow, you're right. Could you relay that one again?
Absolutely. So I think there's a bit of a misnomer about picking a running mate, thinking that they will deliver your state, right? And I think if you look at the history of running mates, that doesn't necessarily hold true. And I think we can look at Wisconsin back in 2012 when Mitt Romney picked Paul Ryan and didn't deliver Wisconsin for Mitt Romney. I think you can look to Bill Clinton and Al Gore when Al Gore didn't deliver Tennessee. So it's not a given. It's not a given that that people are going to vote for that number two person, especially when pulled from a swing state. It really hasn't been since LBJ that has really mattered.
Yeah, it takes her. How amazing you have Ryan on just as this announcement was made. You guys are very lucky.
Rick, come on, man. We had this all planned. We knew this was going to break around 8 o'clock. Rick. But yeah, this is going to be interesting to follow this. Can you imagine the emails this guy's going to get? Oh, you know, Mr. Waltz, I was in your social studies. Can I get tickets to get it? You know, even those rallies when they have the VIP seating, and he's going to get quite a few requests. And if he wins, he's going to get, oh, we'd like a tour
of
the White
House. Your opinion on this, Jim? Because this has been on your brain for like a week.
Yeah, I was interested in it. And what Ryan said is, I was thinking she was going to lean a little bit more into, there's more electoral votes in Pennsylvania than there are in Minnesota. Anyway, I think this is interesting. I guess I'm going to go back to what he said about balancing the ticket. I think it's not two young people. This guy's a little bit older. I think the Midwest does settle things down. I think people in, you know, what are the swing states, right? Vegas, Arizona. I think they like people from the Midwest. They don't live here, but I do think they think we're pretty normal.
Right. And I think if they're looking at a contrast with the other vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, you have a contrast there as well. And so when the two of them are on the debate stage together, there will be a contrast in style, in substance, in experience. And maybe they were looking for that as well. It's a fascinating pick. It really is.
It is. And I think if they go and try and beat this guy up, people are going to defend him because he's just that high school principal that you love, or that he just, again, no, I don't know the guy. Saw a couple interviews, read a little bit about him, but this is going to be great. I mean, this will make the race more interesting. I think it's,
if it couldn't get more interesting, it just has. Absolutely.
I'm just glad there's somebody from the Midwest on the ticket. You know, I like Midwest people myself.
As do I.
Anyway. Yeah. I bet you do.
All right.
Speaking of the Midwest, how are things going? 26. We love you guys.
We love having your people on. Yep. I'll tell you what. We had Nina on, and we've had some of your young reporters on. To an individual of all that, just good people, energetic, enthused about bringing stories to our viewers in Northeast Wisconsin. And I've been in TV for a lot of years, and it's not always like that. I'm going to be honest with you. And the ones you bring on are the ones that have been coming on have been great.
I appreciate that. Listen, I take a lot of pride in newsroom culture.
Yeah.
And part of that is I hire good people. I like to think I hire good people.
Can I just say something? Some of them you might be hiring that are a little too good. And you know why?
We talked about
because
that.
Because it's really tough to keep them down on the farm when that happens.
You know,
and they're moving on, aren't they?
Well, some of them are. And we have some really good examples of people who have moved on. And I'll be honest, that excites me too. I think when people come here and start their careers, and they learn and they work hard and they get to that next goal in their career, I love it. I really do.
A young girl, her very first night was at our Nina football game, I think it was, and I gave her a hard time. We'd throw it down to her, and I'd say, who do you think's a better quarterback, Mahomes or Rodgers?
Yeah.
I can't answer that. And she went from this totally brand new girl out of college to now working in a major market in Kansas City in 3 years, maybe 2-3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. A little over 2 years. Olivia Acree started out as our Nina Menashe reporter.
Yep.
Moved over to Appleton, was in Appleton for a bit, and then transferred to our Kansas City station. And just this last weekend got her first chance at the anchor desk.
Wow.
So we're really, really excited for Olivia.
And have to know TV to know how big of a jump that is.
It is. It's a big jump. It really is. We have examples over the last, and you know, I've been here about 2.5 years. We have examples of about 8 or 9 people who have moved on and been promoted within the company, and their careers are flourishing, and it really, really is exciting.
That's awesome.
That's nice. You take pride in that you're not upset about it. I mean, you're a good manager to do that. I mean, you gotta, don't stay here to help me. Just, you know, stay here. I can help you.
But they also have some cool places where they have their stations. A great friend of mine is a news director in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what young person would want to go right? Work in Nashville?
Absolutely.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I want to say there, It's just tough. I mean, we have a great, great community. We just talked about it with some other guests that were on earlier today, and very family focused, a lot of events. But, you know, I mean, this people do move out, and I think they hopefully will come back. I mean, that's our hope, you know, right, as parents. But
he always talks about the brain drain.
Yeah, but it's tough to compete with Nashville and New York. It just is, period. And we're not that. And if that's what they really, really want, you got to let them go.
I will say this. There's a draw to Wisconsin, too. And I think a lot of people leave and do come back. I'm one of them, right? I left Wisconsin. I've lived in Los Angeles a couple of different times, and I came back. There's a draw.
I'm from the UP, which we, you know, mm-hmm, part of, and lived in Arizona for 6 years, and Idaho, and Flint, Michigan, and those places, and loved coming back here.
Yeah, yeah. There's a draw. People miss the seasons. People miss the friendliness of the people. People miss the culture, and a lot of people do come back. Now, in Olivia's case, she's from Kansas City, so she was headed home.
Yeah.
So, but you know, we have a
but the way she, from that first night and her first things, within a 2 year span, I don't know who her mentor was or whatever, but they took, you know, raw talent, and you know what I mean, almost like a, you know, like a Jordan Love type thing, almost. Okay, great arm, raw talent, but man, he's got a. And she did that in that amount of time. It's so impressive.
Do you know what's interesting is she gives you a ton of credit too. And
me?
I don't think I ever told you this.
Wait a minute. Let me record this. This has never happened before.
John knew he was
He was so mean to me that I worked extra hard to get out of Green Bay.
Exactly. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
All right.
So she was doing that sideline reporting, and she told me towards the end, as we were talking about her experiences, that it was those instances talking to you and Ted on the sideline where she had to ad lib. That's where she really got comfortable being live on air without a script and just talking.
Awesome.
So,
well, Ryan, I would keep that as news director. I would keep that in mind. If any of your students, or what we call them, new employees, need to learn to ad lib, put him with John Minel. Unprepared.
Noted.
Have no idea what he's going to talk about. That totally none.
That is good training.
Totally none.
That is good training.
Ryan Scott is in the house with us, news director, NBC26 Neighborhood Focus. Once again, the big breaking news in national news is, Ryan,
Tim Walz reportedly chosen as the running mate for Kamala Harris.
Governor of Minnesota.
Yes. There you go.
Sister state.
Back with more right after this. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Tuesday. It's starting to get nice out there now. It looks like the rain's going away. 60 degrees in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Coming your way at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. We're with Ryan Scott, news director of NBC 26, talking a little bit about the Neighborhood Focus, talk a little bit about the big news right now that we have a new VP candidate, and what is it, like 90 days left or so? This is going to be, this down the road, I think, might be a year that people write books about, don't you, with what's happened in this year?
Oh, I mean, just in the last month, they're going to write books about.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a series of events in the last month that have led us
unprecedented
to this place. It is unprecedented, and I know that's an overused term, but it is unprecedented what has happened over the last month.
Although I will say this, you're going to be proud of me, Jim. I remember, this was a long time, I was probably a sophomore in high school, when the one guy had to back out because they found out, and this sounds so archaic too.
Eagleton?
Yes. They found out he had had some psychological help or something like that. And that was such a big red flag back then. Now it would be, oh, that's fantastic.
he
reached
help
out and he got, you know what I mean? And then it was like, oh, we can't have this guy in the office.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that too. I think this, and I'm sure the governor knows how much his life is going to change today. This guy could probably walk through an airport not in Minnesota because he's the governor, but I mean, he could go down to Florida. Nobody knew who he was. He just, in 6 years, has not been the most controversial. He's not out there, you know, fighting for the lead of the, in doing stuff like even, you know, Governor Walker was very elevated. I think people knew him everywhere. And of course, he did some things that elevated him. But this guy's life is, as he knew it, is over. And I'm sure that was part of the conversation. But I mean, can you imagine?
No, being thrust
everyone's
going to
know who he is by noon.
And everything about him.
Well, that's that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It's amazing. And he'll be in Wisconsin a lot, likely Brown County. Maybe he'll run over to Lambeau so we can see what a Lombardi trophy looks like.
I love that.
Okay, Governor.
You got to throw that one at him if he comes through.
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. And he'll be in Wisconsin a lot. I mean, they need Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin's a swing state. The Republicans are going to be here a lot, too, because they need Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's cool that everybody's like, I'll get rid of the Electoral College, just make it a popular vote. They would never go to Montana, I'll tell you that. But there's some states that wouldn't get visited because they just don't have the population. Everybody, you know, working the East and West Coast.
I got a text here. Waltz was high school social studies teacher, Mankato, also the football coach, and won a state championship in 1999.
Is that awesome. How about that? I mean, is that...
It's great. There's not a lot of politicians with that background.
No, right. I don't know of any.
Law degree. No. This guy's like social studies, which...
That's great. How is it covering national politics these days versus, and you're not that old, so you can't go back to the whatever's, but just what you've seen over the years, how different is it coverage-wise?
It's substantially different now than it was, I would say, 10, 15 years ago, right? I think people have really gone to their corners and there's a lot of, and I'm going to put this as kindly as I can. I think people have gone to their corners and they've held on to their team, whoever their team is. And I think, and I worry about this sometimes. I think there's a bit of an echo chamber that people live in, and there's less willingness to listen to ideas from the other side. And I think that goes both ways. So from a covering standpoint, if we are not, echoing one of the sides, we get called on it. And we've gotten to the point where, you know, there are times where journalists' safety is in doubt. And, you know, we take a very, very safety first approach. But that has been a concern that politics and covering politics has gotten a little more intense, I think, over the past, 10 to 12 years. And, from our standpoint, and I have this conversation with every new journalist, at no point in time do I want to know where your politics stand.
Right.
Yeah. Period. End of story. On social media, retweeting, you name it. We are objective. We ask tough questions of both sides. I know not everybody thinks that, but I think you could look at every single one of our journalists and their social media, and you have no idea
so
where they stand.
Be. Totally agree.
Yeah,
I got another thing here about the Olympics and NBC coverage. I think it's been spectacular. Oh. Not blowing smoke, but this has been one of the most enjoyable Olympics to watch. Maybe because there's such exciting stories with Simone Biles and the swimmer and the different things.
And the fact we're cleaning up.
Yeah, now we are. But it's really... We couldn't ask for much more, could we?
It's been fantastic. And the difference between Paris and Tokyo is night and day. And I attribute a lot of that to there's crowds in the stands, right? There's energy in the facilities. The coverage has been fantastic. Viewership has been really, really good.
Good.
And of course, it's a big deal for us because we get new viewers and we love that. And it's a chance for us to show our strategy and what we're doing. And each one of our reporters has a big story every night. And so it's been great. But the Olympics have been a lot of fun. And if you're anything like my family, it's on all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's the water cooler talk the next day. I mean, it's one of the first things Jim always says. Hey, did you watch the Olympics last night?
Yeah, I just, and there's some great side stories that the good reporters bring out, I want to know where this kid's from, of course, but man, just the training, some of the things they've done, that's pretty cool to hear there. And some of them come from, Simone.
And what's cool though, you got a role model who we've, Simone Biles, of course, here lived in Green Bay last year and everything. And my three granddaughters and my daughter just idolize her.
Right.
So for these really young girls that Jim has met and his wife, it's like for them to have a role model like her and that she lived in Green Bay.
Right.
We couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah. No, we couldn't. And actually, she did an interview last night with Mike Tirico that was fantastic if you didn't see it. And he was, it was a, 10-minute interview. And then everyone's asking her about her future.
Yeah.
And he says, okay, I'm going to ask you about the future. Do you think the Bears have a chance against the Packers or the Vikings?
How's she answer?
She said, I'm rooting for whatever. I don't know football. I'm rooting for whatever team my husband's on.
I'm surprised the Bears let him go over there and miss a week of training camp.
Yeah, I am too.
I mean, that's something.
But it's been a lot of fun. And it's not just gymnastics and track and swimming, but it's watching table tennis and hearing the story about the pole vaulting guy who's from Louisiana and is breaking records.
And the poor kid who was the first night, he had this big comeback with broken knee for men's gymnastics, and he was the face of the team, and he was doing all the commercials, and he falls three times on the first night.
Yeah.
And then the rest of his team, they have to kick him out of the competition then. And all these other kids all of a sudden, like the kid, the nerdy kid who's just become a sensation. That's what's cool about the Olympics. Yeah. You get these people that toil in obscurity for so many years training, and this gives them their moment in the spotlight.
And we all learned what a photo finish is.
Oh!
Who knew, right?
That
it had to be your torso? I had no idea.
I didn't either. I always figure with the size of my nose,
I might beat you there, John.
One quick thing, Packer game Saturday on TV 32.
It is. It's on TV 32. So not only was Packers Family Night last week on TV 32, this week against the Browns, TV 32. The reason for that is Olympics coverage.
Sure.
So we have a contract. We're a network affiliate of NBC. So all Olympics have to be on NBC. We are fortunate that we have an independent station, TV 32, WACY. So not only will it be on there, but we'll stream it as well.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Outstanding. Well,
care about the customer, I'll tell you that.
You still think about sending me to Brazil for that first game or no?
I'm thinking about it. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Thinking. Notice he's thinking. Thinking. Not committal.
Ryan Scott, news director, NBC 26, Neighborhood Focus, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I know we had to make a pivot today, but thanks
Love
for
it.
Being here for that, man.
Yeah.
The timing was perfect. And thanks for sending your reporters over to us. We're having a great time with them.
Good. Well, we'll keep doing that and appreciate the time.
Yeah, you got it.
You, Ryan.
All right. Take
All
care.
Right. We got to set a quick break. We come back. Heidi Yonke, lifelong learning at UW Green Bay, a phenomenal program that we've both been involved with. Back after this.
The Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, it was great having Ryan Scott on.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Interesting. You and him could talk politics all day long.
Long time.
Long, long time. Also, Mary Rohde, who is here from On Broadway, talking about Balloon Glow. It's
17.
Always fun when she comes in the house. And then Red and Mindy from Prince of Peace Picnic and Car Show, which sounds amazing, coming up a week from Saturday. And, of course, their own Cheese Curd Nick, who... the greatest breakfast I've ever had. We got Heidi Yonke here. What's the greatest breakfast you ever had, Heidi?
Oh, well, I have chicken, so I have to say anything with eggs.
Okay, no, I'm going to top it. I'm going to top it. Cheese brat.
Oh,
here it is.
Cheese brat.
Here it is.
The good breakfast. This morning.
Cheese brat. Yeah.
That's a hearty breakfast. That's,
really good. Yeah. Very hearty. You raise chickens?
I do. Yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm. So,
oh, neat.
Yes.
In Denmark, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Heidi Yonke, and you were at the Lifelong Learning Program at UW Green Bay. We love Denmark, and we meet so many cool people out of Denmark. We had the lady, she runs, and actually her daughter cuts my hair a lot of times. She runs the old granary where they have it as an art studio thing.
Yes.
And she fixes up those, the statues from like,
oh, yeah, 1700, I remember that.
1700, remember?
Right. She's got a place out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's fun. We just meet a lot of cool people from Denmark.
Yeah, and I'm a little biased, but Denmark's pretty cool.
You should be.
But also in Denmark, you make brats out there, right? What's the name of that place?
Oh, Salms.
Salms.
Mm-hmm.
They employ people where I work, you know, at the community shelter. That's a great, great company, and they take really good care of employees. I'm with John on Denmark.
I would live in Denmark.
No, I think it's cool.
I think that'd be the cool place to live because you're close enough to Green Bay that it's like right there, close enough to the lake shore to go that way. And it's a great school system. I'll tell you, every year, basically, I do the Veterans Day at the middle school.
Yes. And I remember that when I was a student.
Were you there? Yes. Yeah. And Bill puts that together. Mm-hmm. And I feel like telling these guys, I'm sure they know, but it's like, do you realize what a phenomenal musician you have as your teacher?
I think that's...
Mr. Denny is amazing.
Isn't he great? Yes. And what a great program they put on for all these veterans.
Agreed.
And I don't know. I'm with him on that because those students are learning from one of the best musicians in the state.
Yeah.
And,
agreed.
And he's just, if they could, I mean, playing the instrument is really, really important, but to have that that connection with the crowd is super important too. And some people, they're good musicians, but it's like, eh, I didn't really feel it.
Right.
Big Mouth and Denny, they make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John's right about that. Do they really appreciate what's there? And we, a lot of times we go through life and it's like, wow, I guess I should have really taken better notes. But anyway, you're here with a program that is getting more notoriety and well-deserved, this lifelong learning. You know, people are
Jim and I both used to be involved.
Right. We both would mm-hmm. lecture at your events. And, you know, people are living longer. You know, and we're all grateful for that. But to live a healthy life, a lot of people talk more about the nutrition and exercise and diet, but learning mentally is equally as important, and you offer that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mentally, physically, emotionally, socially. So not only is it important to, of course, keep learning, but then the social aspect, too, is so important to go out, meet new people, go new places. I mean, campus, all the tours and different places we have that we offer classes, all of that is so important for your mental health.
And the thing that the thing that I tried to do is, like, they didn't need to hear me speak. I basically introed people that would make a much bigger impact than me. I had World War II vets, Korean mm-hmm. vets, Vietnam vets, Iraq vets, Afghanistan vets, and those people really appreciated the fact that they could talk to those people one-on-one. I wasn't just telling their stories vicariously. They could ask those people face-to-face, which for a lot of these people, that's the first time they've really had a chance to talk to, like, you know, an Iraq vet or an Afghanistan vet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the living history is so important. Yeah. I know coming up next week, we actually have two classes on the Vietnam War.
Oh, cool.
With some Vietnam vets, which is so important because that's a, you know, like I said, a lived history. And
yes.
I get to tell their story.
If people are interested in this, and talk before I ask how to get involved, talk about the variety of subjects you cover. I mean, it's...
Oh, yes, yes. It's awesome. I always like to say, if you can dream it, we've probably had a class on it. This semester, we have over 200 classes. So everything from learning about Belgian heritage in Wisconsin to yoga, biking, book club. Like I said, our program's about history and our veterans, religion, Spanish,
wow.
Huge, huge variety.
So this is a year-round project to put this on, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yeah. It is. It's two semesters. We kind of run on a school schedule. So fall is August through December, and then spring is January through June.
And cool. It's weekly?
Yep. Many classes every single week, 20, 30-plus classes a week, depending on the week.
Could you have a schedule of just a couple of them that might be coming up?
Yeah,
just to
yeah.
give people an idea?
Sure. So we've got a great class coming up in Manitowoc. On Lewis and Clark, so another history course.
You ever read that book? You ever read the book?
I don't.
Oh,
I didn't.
Man.
I don't.
You got to read it. It's really something what they went through.
Oh,
it's
but yeah,
incredible.
I don't doubt that. I mean, I know, I've never read, what is the, is
like the Chronicles.
Book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the
yeah,
history. No, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then we have.
So you give that talk,
and then they
yeah.
were both broke afterwards. They were supposed to get all this money and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, anyway.
Some one's very appropriate for my audience. Keeping your brain healthy. Throughout the years. That's another one coming up. The Fox River Locks, getting to tour those and see how those work.
Did you actually go on the tour? Did you take them up there?
I don't, but I have a team of volunteers who do this. So this program is run by a lot of volunteers as well.
I think people were doing that this summer. Johnny hasn't done that, but that is a cool thing because you hear mm-hmm. about it. What are the locks? How does that work? Why do they have to raise the water? And
yes.
you really, that's a cool, I would do that one.
Yeah, for sure. We've got pickleball, which I know that's the new and hot thing. Even recorder lessons if you want to learn to play an instrument.
What about to sing?
Oh, we have a choir. We do.
Any testing to get in, or can you be tone deaf?
I think you need to be able. I don't even think you need to know
carry
how to read music. You just, I mean, I think you need to carry a tune a little bit. But
I would,
no think,
I would hope so, because that can throw off the rest of the section if you got one. And the people who are tone deaf always seem to sing louder. Do you notice that?
Because we sound better.
Yeah. In your old world.
Yes, we do.
Stick with the veterans.
We're touring an apple orchard.
Fun.
Spanish. We were doing a fall walk up in Door County.
Nice.
Great.
Seeing the foliage up there.
This is so, all these things are so great. And how can we, or even if they aren't listening, like, I think mom should get out more, dad, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, how can people connect with this, and what does it take? How much does it cost? And are there open seats?
Yeah, definitely. So our program is membership based. So you join as a member for the whole year. So the cost for both semesters is $150. Generally speaking, people take about 15 classes each semester. So if you do the math, that's $5 a class, which is very, very reasonable.
Fantastic.
Yep.
It is.
We just started registering last week, so for our fall semester. So there's a lot of classes that still have availability. You can find our class listing on our website, which is uwgb.edu/LLI. Or you can give our office a call or email us at lli@uwgb.edu.
Nice. So growing up on a dairy farm.
Yes.
You had chickens.
Yes.
Did you ever find them with their heads gone?
You know, I didn't stick around for that
okay.
part.
Because we were talking, I told you, these friends of mine, I'm going to raise chickens in my backyard. And they'd go out and there'd be chicken with its head gut missing.
Oh.
So we had Big Wayne on, who's a beekeeper who also has chickens.
Okay.
Here called us. Hawks will do that.
Oh, yes.
And they'll just take the head.
Yes. I will say I also raise pigs.
Oh.
And I had an incident where the chickens kept going missing. I found out the pigs were to blame.
Pigs eat chickens?
Yes.
Who knew that?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Add that to your class.
Yes.
Wow. Pigs
Circle
eat chickens.
Of life.
Yes. Yes. The chickens were getting in the pig pen, and I think the pigs were chasing them around, had a little too much fun. And
wow.
Yeah.
Can't chickens fly?
They can.
Like a little bit,
a
right?
A little
those
bit.
Pigs
yeah.
once, but man, those pigs.
Oh, they're vicious.
They're huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you've got a 300-pound pig
right.
versus a 10-pound chicken.
Right,
you
just roll over.
I watched this movie about the mafia in, like, England, and when they had to get rid of a guy, they'd throw him in these pig pens.
Yes.
Yes, true story.
Yes, I've heard of that. My friends tease me, like, oh, don't make Heidi mad. She's got those pigs.
Man.
You never, no one will ever
did
find
you.
Did
you show?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
You just raised them for the meat and everything
yep.
type thing?
Yep.
Do you guys make head cheese?
No,
okay.
But my dad talks about that.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
I wish I grew up on a dairy farm.
All right.
Hey, is there anything better? Are brown eggs better for you than white eggs?
I don't think there's a lot of difference nutritionally, but
okay.
I will say nothing beats an egg that you pick fresh and use immediately.
Because here's the deal. I just started a brand new diet that's going to change my life.
Okay.
It's a really high
protein. John, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Protein.
I thought you guys had that brat.
Well,
he did. That's
what she's,
he didn't start
it's
his
pork.
Diet.
You should know this, Heidi. You
with
should
a,
know there's
with
lots
a bun
of protein
and
in
cheese.
Pork.
Yes, of
yeah.
course.
Wow.
And lots of cheese. Eat your cheese. Drink your
yes,
milk.
Yes,
yogurt.
Well, milk has a lot. Actually, mm-hmm. Greek yogurt has a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big Greek yogurt lover.
So I'm going huge on, I'm going like 500 grams of protein every day.
Cottage cheese, too.
That's yes, cottage good. Cheese.
Like
you know
that.
About this.
Yes, yeah. yes.
Fish, seafood.
But you just said, to, I didn't mean to interrupt you, John. Far be it for me to do that. But
sorry.
You just said to Heidi, I started this new diet. And what you meant to say is, I'm going to start this new diet.
No, I started, I had a protein thingy this morning.
But then you came down here and you had a brat
but
with a
brat,
bun.
But
with a bun. And I right, Heidi, tell him, right, he should have had the bun.
Well... You know, I'm on the assumption you got to live a little. Eat
thank
your,
you,
eat your
Heidi.
Carbs, eat
this,
your bed.
Thank you, Heidi.
So he started
thank
his diet.
Thank you, Heidi. Gee, let me think
he
for a minute.
His,
hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. I don't mean to sound sexist or anything like that, but Todd, let me ask you something there, Todd. I'm looking for some nutritional health advice from one of two people. Would you say take person A, or would you say take person B?
All right.
Definitely going with B.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.
So
my thoughts exactly.
All right.
Fine.
It's funny. He starts his diet today, and today is his cheat day.
you
wait till 6 or 7 days, but
wow.
whatever. I who am I? I don't know. Okay.
Wow.
Hey, Heidi, these classes, they're everywhere.
Yes.
They're not just at UWGB. I think when you look at the title UWGB,
at that campus,
that's on that campus. But I mean, you had them at the Historic Museum in Two Rivers.
Yep. All over Northeast Wisconsin. We do a lot of tours of different gardens, breweries, wineries, places like that, local businesses, which is awesome to kind of get the behind the scenes view into some of these places.
Okay.
So,
and for you 40-year-olds out there, 50-year-old. This is a gift you can buy your parents. I mean, $150.
Definitely.
Buy that for them. Mm-hmm. Get them out of the house. Then, or else they'll feel like they may think $150 is a lot of money. Some people do, mm-hmm. even though they have tons of it. But to buy that for them is great.
Right. And I want to point out, too, we used to be called Learning and Retirement, but we
yeah.
found that that
right.
doesn't really fit anymore. A lot of us are working into our later years. For example, my mom, she's one of my students. She's a member, but she still farms.
Yep.
So she gets her chores done, then she goes to class. So it is for anyone of any age.
Can I ask, again, can I go back to the farm thing?
Yes.
I'm a fascinated. I'd love to be a farmer, okay? I still might. But can you take vacations?
No, you can't. I will say, well, we had a small family farm growing up. So, I mean, your farm is your life.
That's what I mean.
So we were lucky if we made it out to, you know, somebody's wedding or maybe to grandma and grandpa's, you could find somebody to watch the farm for a day or two, but you never really leave.
No 2-week cruise on the,
no.
You know, no, mm-hmm. Nothing
but,
like that.
But you know
Boy,
what?
That's work.
I will say my parents wouldn't have it any other way. Two of the hardest working people. They were truly born to farm. So it's in our blood.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I just want to underscore that. Just my brother and I had a converting business, and one of the first people we hired was this girl who was a farmer, and man, did she work. You know what I mean? I mean, really, there's something to be said for growing up in that world. And,
yeah.
I
don't want to toot my own horn, but I did do my barn chores before I came on this morning, and I'll do them again when I get home.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Do you have a horse?
No, I don't. I have I have my beef cattle. I have chickens and pigs.
Oh, that's a lot of work, isn't it?
She could be our farm reporter.
Absolutely.
I would love that.
We would love to have you. That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Going on.
That's so cool.
Once again, you still live on
somebody cooler than us?
That happens every day. We're getting used to that. So you still live on the farm, right?
I have my own. Mm-hmm. Yes. So like all of my beef cattle are, so my parents take some of their lower milkers, breed them to a beef breed, and that's the beef cattle I raise. So, yep.
I would take that class because I had no idea what you just said.
Oh, yeah. Or anything.
They're low milk, so they become beef?
Well, see, the mothers aren't, they're not making the most milk. So we breed them to a beef breed. So then the baby is half beef, half milk. So the Holstein, you know, the black and white cow that you think of, that's the mama. And then the father is a beef breed.
When mamas stops giving milk.
Or if she's just slacking.
Then is it, do you eat her?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Don't go in the backyard, slaughter old Betsy.
Like I said, she can still carry a beef. Beef.
Oh, they can calf. Still breed. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yep.
Which ones do we eat?
The steers, right? You eat all of them.
Okay.
We eat the milk cows too?
Yeah, it's all good. But the beef ones are better.
Oh wow. Wow. Can you stick around? You're fast and you're fun to talk to. Heidi Yonke, she's actually director of the Lifelong Learning Institute at UW Green Bay. But we're going to talk to her about other stuff. All right? Back after this.
Chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee, with the cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck. Hello, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some cows, E-I-E-I-O. With a moo-moo here, a moo-moo there.
Have you ever heard this song like this?
I know. Unbelievable.
I love the music. I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan.
Are you really?
I love it so much.
Did you know that song?
I didn't.
You didn't know
Elvis.
It was in the movie Double Trouble.
Ah! Was that with Anne Margaret?
No.
Okay.
That was Viva Las Vegas.
You're right. Who was in Spin Out? Remember Spin Out?
Yes.
I used to watch all those Elvis movies. Some of them were actually pretty good. They were.
I think he's a better singer.
Got to have a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Absolutely. Oh, fried.
Yes.
Fried. Yes. It's on my diet. Heidi Yonke is with us, Lifelong Learning Institute of UW Green Bay, which is a phenomenal program, folks.
It is.
And you'd love to be involved. I guarantee you, go through the list, and I'm sure it's all on the website.
All on the website, yeah. 200 plus classes, so a lot of stuff to look through.
I guarantee you there will be something you would really enjoy.
You Absolutely. Talked about just, you know, Belgian history to one I did in Two Rivers was just about the downtown, you know, the mm-hmm. development. And this is great. I mean, I will do this when I'm got more time. I just think it's great. And you talk about the social aspect. I think we should talk about that, how important that is in lifelong living a healthy life.
Yes. I mean, studies are showing that, you know, loneliness is akin to smoking a pack or two cigarettes a day. So getting out and meeting new people and just having those social connections is so important.
What do you mean by that?
You know, just meeting new people, talking to people.
No, but compared to smoking two packs of cigarettes.
Oh, that's how bad loneliness is for you.
Really?
Did I kill you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Like we are social creatures.
More painful.
You know, no man is an island. That's the truth. We really need social connection to really live our best life.
When they study those blue zones where people, which I'm a big fan of, the Buettner's, Tony, that he's been in Green Bay a couple times, but and when they study where these people live who live the longest, but they live the healthiest longest, that's the key to that. You really want to be on a machine? No. You want to be out, you know, but it's the gardening, it's the activities.
Right.
That learning is key, but that social interaction is
That sense of community is so important. Yeah. I will say, I mean, we have a great group of people, a lot of like-minded folks in my organization. People make new friends. I mean, it's so easy to.
Right.
Yeah. People are wonderful.
I want to get back to the farming thing for one quick second, okay?
Sure thing.
Okay,
because
just a couple of things. So, okay, now, when you're a farmer like that, mm-hmm. and you literally devote your life to that farm.
Yes.
How do you, and I used to ask, because you were in FFA a little bit, mm-hmm. and I used to do some thing, and Denmark's huge with FFA.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you go to the fair, and they're showing their lamb or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they'd have to sell it. Is that hard?
Ooh. You know, the mentality that I tell myself is... my animals have a really good life and one bad day.
Okay.
That's what I tell myself. But it is hard to say goodbye. It is hard because you get so attached to them.
But then I interviewed this one girl, young girl one time, and I said, she said, well, this is my last year showing and it's my last, you know, animal. I said, what's that like? She said, well, I'll tell you what, you know, 6 years ago when I started, I cried all the way home. And mm-hmm. next year I cried all the way home. Then the next year I bought all my school clothes in a stereo.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, this is a little bit morbid too, but my parents always say, if you're going to deal with livestock, you're going to deal with dead stock. So a little bit of reality.
But it's like all of a sudden that switch flipped. It's like, I bought all my school clothes and a stereo.
That's
He's
true.
He's a capitalist.
That's
yes.
true.
This learning, tell me where the locations, if we're going to go on the website, people from what neck of the woods? What area?
Really anywhere in Northeast Wisconsin. Okay. So UW-Green Bay has campuses in Marinette, Green Bay, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan. So we do have classes on all of those campus locations. And then everywhere in between. Like you said, we had a class in Two Rivers. We go Alloway, De Pere, Peshtigo. Really anywhere in Northeast Wisconsin, we have classes.
Awesome.
And this, what a variety of classes. I hope people look at this, and I hope kids, you know, as baby boomers, look at that, buying it for their parents. I think this is great to get mom and dad out of the house a little bit, meet some people, and really learn something. I mean, I told you at the break, my parents would go on these elder hostels. They'd be gone mm-hmm. for a week or so, and they'd come back, and did you know? It's like, well, no, I didn't. Yes. I don't really care. But they would talk about, you know, this lobster, or just to go on. Mm-hmm. Just learn about historical things that I don't know, that I don't think they would have been. They loved every one of them, everyone. And that's what we ended up with our kids and buying them for Christmas present was a trip to go on these elder hostels where it's like lifelong learning.
They would stay in hostels?
Yeah, my dad. Not always. I know.
I will say we do some travel as well. So in addition to our regular classes, we do travel.
The hostels, though, I would say, John, these were college dorm rooms.
Oh, so they had their own room?
Yes.
Or no?
Oh, yeah. No,
because
my dad would never.
Okay, because.
Yeah.
You ever been in a hostel
in
Europe?
No, me either.
Don't they have like a big room and like lots of people all sleeping there type of thing?
They never complained about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I mean,
dorm room's fine.
That's
what
it was.
Okay.
It was inexpensive. They didn't stay at like Hyatts and Hiltons. They,
yeah.
And I thought that was
kind of cool.
It was. It was just, and they all stayed in the same place. Anyway, and I think that really helped. Their marriage was fine, but I just really mm-hmm. gave them something to do long term. So
right, I mean, trying new things—that's so important.
Well, 10 kids, I know what they were doing. just being honest here.
You know, trying new things. I mean, it's proven you form new connections in your brain. Trying new things. You know, variety is the spice of life. So
I think this is great, Heidi. I'm so glad you're doing
too.
This.
I think it's awesome.
You bring good energy to the program.
Thank
too.
You. Thank so, you. I appreciate that.
Great. So how was I at the veterans thing that day at your junior high?
She didn't remember.
Oh, it was wonderful. My grandpa was a veteran, so he was there. So it was really special.
Neat.
So.
I've got several veterans from Denmark in my books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wilfred Bray.
I also want to do a little plug. I used to work for the Denmark School District for 5 years. So
oh, no kidding.
When you said that Denmark is an amazing school district.
Well, I don't know if you were there then, but when I was going to make my first trip overseas and we're doing a big supply thing for the troops, Denmark Middle School donated more stuff than anybody.
Yes. I will say, you want to talk about a small town community really showing up 100%.
Yep.
That's
awesome. Yep. Got this text. Love LLI. Really appreciate the bus trip to Peninsula Players not have to worry about finding tickets or transportation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our bus trips are immensely popular. We just went to Peninsula Players in June. We went to Old World, Wisconsin, which is really cool. For those of you who aren't familiar, it's like a giant heritage hill.
Oh.
So we do a lot of little local day trips.
Where's
well.
That?
It is west of Milwaukee.
Oh,
Eagle,
okay,
Eagle, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that
awesome.
Was very cool.
You have a cool job.
I have a super cool job. I'm very lucky.
What time do you have to get up, though, to do the chores?
Not too early, like 5:30.
Oh,
not
that's
too
not bad.
Bad.
Okay.
No.
Awesome.
A little before John gets up, but yeah, that's
right about that. Lifelong Learning Institute of UW Green Bay, Heidi Yonke. What a great representative they have.
Yeah. This is great. And thank you for what you're doing for just the population in Northeast Wisconsin. We need to be healthy, and you're a big piece of that.
And aren't they nice people? Like in all those classes, right. Some of the nicest people.
They are wonderful and so curious and just have a great mind.
Right. Yes.
And they're like really appreciative to the vets I would bring.
Yes.
Super appreciative to them.
Yeah. A very respectful group.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
All right.
Well, again, all the way across the board today, Cheese Curd Nick led it off with our beer brats. Red and Mindy from Prince of Peace Picnic and Car Show coming up a week from Saturday, which sounds absolutely...
Are you sure it's not this Saturday? It's a week from Saturday?
Oh, this Saturday. I'm sorry. Yeah. This Saturday. This Saturday, Prince of Peace Car Show. This Saturday in Picnic.
And next...
Mary Rhodey on Broadway, the Balloon Glow, a week from Saturday.
That's right.
Prince of Peace this Saturday, Balloon Glow next week. Ryan Scott, phenomenal timing with him from NBC 26. And Heidi Yonke, doing a great job. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Bring me some brown eggs next time.
Will do.
My new diet.